Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three coming at you live from Project Survival Cat Haven in Dunlap, California, is my chili crusted skirt steak a la plancha. What I love about a la plancha cooking, it's cooking with some major, major heat, low fat, which means low oil, low butter, but just using residual heat to cook our food. And it's a really, really cool, fun way to cook. What we're going to need are 8 ounces of CAB skirt steak. Skirt steak, also known as fajita or flap meat, is very tender. It's very delicious, especially the CAB. It's one of my favorite things to cook and to eat. And what we're going to need as well is salt and pepper to taste, chili powder to taste, cayenne pepper to taste, paprika to taste, and 1 tablespoon of Rosenthal olive ranches, garlic, Arbasana olive oil. And like I said, the Arbasana olive is something that grows better here in the Fresno and Madera area than it does anywhere else. So therefore, that's why we use it more than anything. It's this beautiful valley soil that makes us to have a fantastic opportunity to enjoy the fruits of real farm labor. And what we're going to need as well is fresh Roma tomatoes that we're going to quarter. Fresh kale, and I need 8 ounces of that, and 1 purple onion. So what I like to do is I like to get a hot skillet, very, very low fat, if not any fat at all. And usually the way it stays seasoned is we never really wash a cast iron skillet. We just wipe it out and we leave that seasoned pan alone. We don't ever mess with that seasoning and that coat that the pan naturally will grow on its own. I'm going to put my steaks as soon as I can into the pan or steak. I usually would take 8 ounces and cut them up into 2 ounce steaks into fours. And once they're seasoned, they got the olive oil on them. That's all the fat they're going to need. That's going to build a beautiful crust right over the top. I let it cook for about 1.5, which is a minute and a half on each side. Take them out, and then I throw in my fresh Roma tomatoes that we're going to quarter. We're also going to throw in our fresh kale, our purple onion, a little bit of salt and pepper to taste, and there you have it. This is one that you're going to really, really love. And I guess you could say it's a healthier version of eating fajitas, which is something that doesn't make a lot of sense. We're not going to put any alcohol, anything into this. We're just going to keep it nice and fresh, nice and California fresh. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.